Praise God, and welcome to Eve's Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Amina Campbell. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Be sure to invite your friends and family to listen in also, so you have some time to send them a text or hit them up real quick and let them know that the show is on. Eve's Corner is a show of encouragement, enlightenment, and empowerment. And my prayer is that with every show that someone is lifted up, someone is able to shake off some weights, somebody's able to run on just a little bit further and ready to go and tell somebody about Jesus. Our call-in lines are already open, so if you want to chat today, dial 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008 to call in with any comments that you might have. And by the way, if you've missed a show ever, you can go online to the website, www.bbsradio.com/Eve's Corner, to pull up the podcast. You can also subscribe to the podcast. So if you've missed any of the shows, you're more than welcome to go back and pull those out and use them as needed. Today's topic is changed from the inside out, how to shake off weights and allow the authentic you to shine through. So first we want to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just offering up prayers of thanksgiving on today. Thank you, God, for watching over us, and thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us and for opening doors. Thank you, God, for lifting up every bowed down head. Thank you, God, for going before us to make the crooked places straight. Thank you, God, for bringing every high place low. Thank you, Lord, for shielding us and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord, for your blood covering all around us and your hedge of protection. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. Thank you, God, for just comforting us and keeping us in your care. Thank you, God, for being there in our time of need, for being a healer and a deliverer of our body and our soul. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings and we thank you. Amen. So we're going to talk about authentic living on today. We want to talk about how to shake off those weights and get down to the authentic, the real you, you know, because sometimes weights cause us to be a little bit heavy and sometimes we represent ourselves in a different way, whether good or bad. But especially when we're weighted down with troubles and things on our mind. So we want to empower you today to go to grow with God and be who it is that God created you to be again, your authentic self. Because, you know, we all need to be healthy mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So therefore, we're focusing on the mind. We're focusing on our souls. The featured book for today is by Dr. Cindy Trim. It's called The 40-Day Soul Fast, Your Journey to Authentic Living. So that's where the basis for our topic comes from today. And again, we've had Dr. Cindy Trim's other books on before. So we already know that she's a good author, and definitely it's based on the Word of God as our foundation. Our health corner today is on sleep, something that most of us don't get a lot of. So we're going to discuss some of the things that can occur from sleep loss. And I definitely want you guys to call in and share there. You guys be the experts in that area today. So let's talk about some things that occur from sleep loss, as well as your tips to improve sleep. You know, how do you get some good sleep? Now, don't tell me, you know, you take a sleeping pill, because that's not quite what I'm talking about. But if you have some, you know, relaxation methods that you utilize, definitely call in to share with our audience on today. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. So today's featured guest is none other than Dr. Gladys Dotson. Dr. Dotson is a highly esteemed preacher from way back. So I'm going to tell you a few things about her today. However, for some full details and her full bio, you can go out to the website to take a look at it. And just go in and take a look at our featured guest by the end of the show. Her contact info is also there. Now, Dr. Dotson is an evangelist, a teacher, a prayer counselor, a conference speaker, and a college professor. She has several degrees, one being a doctorate in ministry. She is a member of Dominion Faith Worship Center in Horn Lake, Mississippi, where her pastor is Greg Evans. Dr. Dotson, are you with us on today?
Hi, yes, I am.
Well, welcome, Dr. Dotson. Glad having you here.
Happy New Year.
So listen, we're going to talk about living an authentic life, being genuine, being real, being who God called us to be, being our authentic selves. It's something that we need to do in our everyday life. Now, in the book talks about how to detox your soul so that we can get down to being that authentic us. Now, in the Hebrew, the word soul is nephesh, which means a breathing, thinking being. So Adam became a breathing and thinking being when God breathed the breath of life into him. And we become, you know, our true selves through the word of God, through Jesus. So Dr. Dotson, what do you think about our topic on today? About being authentic.
I believe it's a great topic, actually, on authentication. And as I kind of looked at it, I really am. It's a topic for the times. It really is a topic for these times, especially. So I believe where we are going to, if we are not there, we're going to have to press to get there and make sure this is the real us. In other words, we're being our real selves, our true selves. We are going to have to, in these last days, we're going to have to be authentic.
Absolutely. And in getting down to being healthy, spirit, soul, and body, one of the things that we have to do is definitely to shake off weights, because those things, like I said before, you know, make us heavy. But Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-29 to come to him, you know, all who are labored and are heavy laden, and he'll give us rest. So our true rest really does come from God. So we have to come to a place definitely where then we have a relationship with God in order for us to be able to obtain that rest. One of the reasons that we usually find ourselves not living authentically is because we get stuck on several things. One of them is we get stuck in our past, you know, and we have kind of not forgiven ourselves, or we get stuck on, you know, what used to be or what could have, would have, should have, and all of those things. But the word lets us know that whom the Son has set free in John 8:36 is free indeed. Can you speak to that, Dr. Dotson?
I'm so glad that the Son has set us free. And as we have gone through, endured, you know, in life, we are not going to make it if we are not set free by the Son. In other words,
absolutely.
This is the provision that God has made for us through His Son, and I'm so grateful for that, because had it not been for the substitution that Jesus took on our behalf, then we would have no way of coming to righteousness, or the righteousness of God.
Absolutely. And because of that, then we know then we don't have to have a whole lot of worries or fears bogging us down, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind, from 2 Timothy 1:8. And a sound mind means a disciplined mind. So in one of the ways for us to be disciplined, it is through fasting and prayer. And I know you know a lot about that, Dr. Dotson. I know you are often fasting. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the things is fasting maximizes the influence of the spirit man. And if, you know, according to Isaiah, talks about in Isaiah 58, it talks about the fasting that, you know, God has is this not the fast that he has set for us, you know. In other words, we have got to, we may start slow, you know, fasting a meal, but then, you know, we graduate, you know, day by day, and then we, you know, we want to cut back on whatever it is that the Lord has required of us to fast, because you know, there are different fastings. But in other words, we don't want to make it. We don't want to make it a show. We just want to make sure that we are called to the fast that God has called us to, no matter what the days are. You know, there are no hard and fast rules to it. But we do know we all have to fast in some, you know, in some means, in some, you know, in some way. And God knows what it takes for each, you know, each person, in other words. So, mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, that is what I have endured 21 day fast, just, you know, 66 fast, just fruit and juice all day. But the thing about it is we need to make sure that we're on the fast that God has called us to, because some people may not need a 40-day fast to have the power that Jesus had in his life. And, you know, just like in the book of Esther did a 3-day fast and saved the whole nation. So mm-hmm. it's more important that we be obedient to God and do the fast, do whatever he has required of us.
Right. I agree totally. One of the things, too, you know, for our listeners who may have never fasted before, as Dr. Dyson mentioned, you fast according to how God leads you specifically. So whether yours is a 1 day, 3 day, 21, 40 days and 40 nights, you know, whatever it is that God says for you to do is what you need to do. So we're not here to tell you how long to fast, but, you know, definitely to seek God for how you are to go about that. And again, as she stated, the reason for fasting is so that your spirit man is in control. What's produced in our lives, you know, from a natural realm may not be all those good things, but it's those other heavy things that cause us to miss the boat sometimes. So those are the things that we need to shake off and get rid of. And so fasting helps us to keep that flesh in check and to let that spirit man, as I stated, to be in control. Now, one of the things that I was mentioning before about walking in power, love, and a sound mind. Someone might be wondering, well, you know, fasting is something I don't know if I have the strength to do. Or they may be wanting power to do what? Well, you definitely need power if you're going to fast. Is that right, Dr. Dyson?
That is so true. And right. And what we have to bear in mind is that we are fasting. Fasting involves self-denial. Mm-hmm. So whatever we enjoy that we want to lay on the altar as a sacrifice, mm-hmm. and that would help us bring our flesh under control. That's what we're saying. Each one may fast maybe a little different, you know, because mm-hmm. some people are on medication and they can't totally fast food all day.
Right.
And some people do strenuous work. But mm-hmm. God knows that person might need to fast from television, might need to fast from mm-hmm. You know, even young people, you can fast from dating. You can fast from being on the phone, and mm-hmm. and a lot of, you know, most times a whole lot of us need to fast from being on the phone gossiping, you know, mm-hmm. About something that's not even our business, that's somebody else's business. So we need mm-hmm. to we need to you know, shake off those things, those weights, and it's a sacrifice that we're laying on the altar to God mm-hmm. to help us to become stronger. And that's all they're doing. We're not getting God we're not trying to change God, because our fasting won't change him, but it will change us. And our fasting won't, you're not fasting to change somebody else, but you can pray concerning someone, a loved one, mm-hmm. in the meantime, you know, as we fast, which mm-hmm. which God hears our prayers. But if he called us to the fast, then we may need to do that, because it may, you know, you can be dealing with intercession, and mm-hmm. that 3-day fast could be the very thing that saves the lives of our children, our loved ones, or our own lives, you know. Mm-hmm. So we need to get back into the business of fasting fervently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Paul said over in Galatians, the 5th chapter, that, you know, we've been given freedom, but the freedom is not for us to do wrong. The freedom is for us to love and to serve each other. And real love is definitely about service. It's not selfish, but it's also about how we serve God and how we are truly serving each other. That's one of the things that, you know, sometimes even in relationships are missing, because each person wants to know, what can somebody else do for me? But as you said, it's not really about the other person. And, you know, one of the reasons for us to stay before God in fasting and in prayer is so that God can deal with us. You know, help me to love right. Help me to treat others right. Help me to talk right, God, and help me to walk right, you know, and fasting can do that for us.
Right.
The Bible also says in the book of Galatians that God gave us advice to follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit through Paul. Paul said, you know, follow the Holy Spirit. So if you need God to give you some answers, you know, if you need God to give you some guidance and direction, you know, you can even fast for God to heal your body. The Bible talks, you know, specifically about several different types of fast, you know, and like you mentioned, you know, whether it's, you know, a certain time or fasting from certain things, because it's our nature to want to do natural things and fulfill our human desires, then fasting, you know, can definitely help us to keep those things in check, because those things are opposite of the things that is what the Holy Spirit is directing us to do.
That's right.
So our natural man is constantly opposing that. Our natural man is constantly putting this pressure on us, you know, to do this other thing. And I'm sure some of the younger people who are listening, I'm sorry, can speak to that. But when you're guided by God and you follow the Holy Spirit, you don't have to fall into those wrong inclinations. You don't have to deal with the impure thoughts that you're having, or eagerness to fulfill lustful pleasure, as Paul said, or even idolatry. You know, and you know, people hear the word idolatry and they think, oh, this is about idol calves over in the Old Testament of the Bible. But no, we can idolize things now. You know, some people idolize their cars, or you may, you know, idolize your job. Some folks may idolize sports. You know, you pay more attention to the sports than you do to God. You give more time and attention to sports and watching sports on television than you do to God. You know, then that's one of those things that, you know, that's the flesh. Hatred is also the flesh. Jealousy, anger, selfishness, complaining, criticism, envy, murder, of course. People know about that one. And then drunkenness, you know, these are all the lust of the flesh. And so the Bible lets us know that when we're truly living an authentic life, we can lay those things aside and let the Spirit have control. You agree with that, Dr. Dotson?
I do. And I want to say also that the flesh is what we control. And we don't, you know, it's not the flesh and not the devil. That's our own control. Mm-hmm. So whatever that lust is, it is in our flesh.
It's already
and
there.
We need to bring it under. That's why he tells us to bring it under. Mm-hmm. Because that is something we have to do through our own will. We have to let it go. We have to let go of these areas, that pleasurable thing that we desire. And lay aside those things, those works, the envy, the drunkenness, and the selfishness, selfish ambition, and you know, the idolatry, immorality, whatever else. There's some, you know, other things that falls under these categories that we'd be surprised of, the witchcraft. You know, all these areas just work for the flesh, and a lot of times, you know, we are binding and loosening when a lot of stuff is just in our flesh,
That's right.
We're binding the devil, but it's our own flesh.
It's us. So we're giving him too much credit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we have to desire to sin, feel, milk of the word, and want those areas, focus more on spiritual areas of our life, and let those areas be refined. And the Holy Spirit will help us do that. But we have to desire to grow in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the things that then will be manifested after we have appropriately fasted and prayed, what's produced in our life then is love, is joy, is peace. We'll have patience. We'll be able to show kindness, goodness, you know, these types of fruits, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control is a big one, because very often, you know, like you said, we blame other things. We blame the enemy for stuff, and we blame other people for stuff, but it's a matter of having self-control. It's not them control, or he control, or she control. It's not their fault. But you have to decide to have control, and discipline of your own body. Those who are belonging to Christ, are those that know that, you know, my natural desires have been nailed to the cross with Christ. So those things have been crucified there also. Now it's up to us, and we may choose to go and pick them back up. But our natural desires should have been nailed to the cross with Christ. So then when he got up with all power, then we can walk in that same power. Living right and living an authentic life is not one that's necessary hard, but it does take discipline. It does take self-control. So all of these fruit that we talked about, you know, are those that help us along the way in our journey to get to who it is that God called us to be. So fasting, you know, as I said before, is one of the ways to keep ourselves in check. That means, you know, putting away some natural food and picking up some spiritual food. So we're not just going to fast from food and sit and watch paint dry, you know, but we're going to fast and we're going to pray and we're going to still go about our day. You know, so if you're getting up grouchy, you might have missed the point. You're going to have to get up and keep it moving, wash your face, do what you normally do and still live your life. You know, you're not walking around saying, well, you know, I'm fasting today. Ain't nobody eating in this house. You know, these sisters, y'all still got to cook. Y'all still got to take care of your children because fasting does not mean that the rest of the world stops, but it just means that you're choosing to move forward in who God has called you to be by disciplining your body, your flesh, and maintaining who God has called you to be. You agree, Dr. Dotson? Because, you know, some sisters quit cooking.
That is so true. I'm glad you brought that point up because one scripture talks about in Matthew 16 through 18 talks about don't fast at the hypocrites, you know, mm-hmm. to be heard and bigger in your face and all of that, you know, to show everybody that you're fasting. In other words, we don't need to make an announcement to everyone that you know that you're fasting. This is between you and God. And but you only tell those that have to know. And that goes back to what you were saying about the wives. Because if you're married, you need to let your spouse know what a husband has and why. You need to let your spouse know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then just don't be, you know, all over here somewhere. And they don't even know what's going on with you or what is wrong with her. You know, and so if you live, you know, at home with your parents and they're unsaved, you'd have to make a big deal of it. You just allow the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom on how to deal with your family while you're fasting. Because you do have to still live in the home if you're not single, with your parents or your significant other. And and then don't stop cooking. They're not fasting. The children are not fasting, so don't starve the children. And you know, your other spouse is not fasting. They still got to eat.
That's right. So some of our listeners may want to know then, when is a good time to fast? You know, you really can fast at any time, but again, you see God for the timing for you. But if you're going through something, if you're waiting on God for an answer, if you need healing in your body, there are scriptures where there were fasts during a time of mourning, fasts for protection. Rather than taking advice from ungodly counsel, you put it on the altar and you seek God, but you also can make the sacrifice of fasting, you know, and God will give you the strength that you need. Isaiah 58 is a very good example of different reasons to fast and different ways to seek God. But this is, again, just one of the ways that we can come forth authentically, because no one likes seeing a carbon copy. No one likes dealing with someone through a mask. You know, you start out one way and you end up another. We want to get down to who it is that you are when you take off that mask. We want to see the real you. So call us if you have some experience with that. You want to share, you know, ways that God has helped you in fasting in order to put your mind at ease when you had some concerns. We definitely want to hear from you on today. You can give us a call at the 888-627-6008 number and just talk about your experience with fasting and some of the things that God has laid on your heart or even how you went about it. Now, I know that very oftentimes with churches, with my pastor, you know, he would call a fast for the entire congregation, you know, as we lead up to certain services or different things going on or leading into the new year. So callers, definitely call us and let's talk about your experience with fasting and your experience with getting down to the authentic you. Let's talk about how you shake off your worries or shake off any weights that the Bible says can so easily beset us or get us thrown off track. Give us a call so we can talk about that. So, Dr. Dotson, do you fast very often?
I usually fast. I especially fast when the Holy Spirit, directs me to specifically, and I don't question as to why. He'll tell me how to do it. He'll tell me which way to go about it, and so I just try to stick to it. I have done 21 day fast. I have not been doing 21 day fast recently, but I usually fast from something all the time, and because this is something that we are in a human body, so we always, it is required of us to, in other words, what we are trying to do is to bring that flesh under subjection to the spirit, man. And so that way we're not bringing somebody else's flesh under control. We're not under bringing somebody else under condemnation. But if we do it, I notice that it helps us to be more meat-like. So for things it helps you to be more meat-like and more humble. And it also, in addition to helping you, you know, the strength you get out of it. But, we do, you know, I do try to fast something all the time, whether it may be meat today, it may be a 66, or it might be, the God will allow you, depicting your body, your body type and your necessity, he will allow you, you know, what you can fast and what you can eat and all of that. So there are so many different, like you said, different types of fast that we don't have to make it a burden, because it is for us, you know. So we need to see it as a privilege and a blessing. It is for us.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that. It's definitely not a burden, like I said, but sometimes it can be displayed that way from individuals just because we don't know any better, or it may be your first time fasting, so you don't really know what you're supposed to act like. You just knew that you should, but you didn't get all the information. It just kind of went running with it, you know, and here you are now. You're hungry, your head is hurting, you can't think, you can't concentrate, and then you're grouchy. You know, so definitely, as you stated, one of the things that fasting will do for us is cause us to be more meek and humble. And sometimes we need some humility. You know, an humble person can usually get much further than someone with a bad attitude. You know, and it's not to say that, you know, if you have a bad attitude, you know, it's your everyday, all day character. But, you know, for some people, it could be, you know, and you may not even see yourself in some of the things that you may do and say to other people, you know, rather than walking in love, you know, as God has called us to do. Because walking in love, again, in itself, is what we're commanded to do. It's what God has told us to do, not just loving him, but in order to love each other. We have to have God's love. But it's one of those things that, you know, because we are human, because we live in this fleshly body, it can, our flesh can get in the way of our degree of love, and how it's displayed and how we talk to people and how we treat each other. You know, sometimes we don't even realize that we're just disagreeable or negative or critical, you know, of other people. And it may be something that we have to go back and just check with God and be like, okay, Lord, I am tripping today, you know, and it may be time, you know, for you to come up on a fast, to just spend some time with the Lord and spend some time in prayer, because, you know, other people looking at us and we're thinking, what's wrong with them? We're thinking something is wrong with everybody else. You know, here we are, everybody's looking at us like, what is going on with you? You know, it may just be a time that you need to just stop and say, okay, Lord, I need to spend some time with you. I need to hear from you. You know, something is off track with me, you know? So it's good to know who you are, and who you are in Christ, so that, you know, when he speaks, you can hear him, you know, and he'll let you know, like, daughter, you need to get yourself together, you know, because you got the kids nervous, you know, the husband or the boyfriend or whoever's looking at you like, what happened to you? You know, the dog won't come near you, the cat running the other way. You know, you got some stuff going on. It's your flesh. Your flesh is taking over and you are acting up, you know, then the likelihood is that, again, you may need to go back and just spend some time with the Lord. You know anything about that, Dr. Dotson?
I know a whole lot about it. And it's so, I mean, it's just true. It's just the truth. And the sooner, you know, getting back to authentication, as soon as we admit, you know, mm-hmm. acknowledge the truth, the better off we'll be. Because the Holy Spirit helps us. He helps us to be authentic and shake the weights and be more, you know, Christ-like and get back to the true us. And then if fasting is, it's definitely, it's a necessity, or else it wouldn't be scriptural, you know. Mm-hmm. God wouldn't have put it there. And we don't have to, we do need to be careful of the time, you know, the timing. And there are certain times, you know, as ladies, we need to be careful about the timing. But God will take all of that into consideration, you know, when he, you know, when and let us complete the fast. So we want to make sure we complete the fast, not start it and break it, you know, and because it's naturally healthy. It may be a little discomfort, like you said, but it'll rid some toxins. Help you rid some toxins out of your body, too. It'll help rid some toxins. And then, but if those that are on a lot of medication or have certain physical, you know, illnesses, you may need to consult your doctor before you go on a certain kind of fast, you know. But there are some common fasts and no food, liquids. But then, like I say, the main thing is the concept of self denial. That's the main thing.
I'm glad that you mentioned having to admit that there is an issue, because that is the first sign of healing or growth for everybody, is admitting that there is a need. People who even have alcohol disease, one of the first things they have to do is admit, you know, okay, I have a problem. You know, there is something that I need to do. One of the first signs to growing spiritually is confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart, you know, that Jesus is Lord. So you need to be able to say, okay, there's something else that I need here. There's something that I'm missing here. I'm glad that you mentioned the admittance and just being able to speak to, you know, our having a need. Because like I said, you know, for me personally, I can tell when I'm acting up. I can tell when, you know, I'm just in my flesh. I can tell when, you know, I've missed church, you know, because everybody might get told that day. Now, I'm sure some other people listening that kind of tested some of the same things, is that, you know, I'm having a hard time being who it is that God called me to be, because I have these weights. I have stuff going on with my job. I have stuff going on with the man or with the woman. You know, I have stuff going on, you know, with my parents, or I'm taking care of a sick loved one. Any of these things, you know, can have us bogged down and kind of just disrupt our flow, and kind of just disrupt, you know, our day to day. But one of the things that I love about the Lord is that everything that we need is in him. Yes. Everything that we need is in his word. You were going to say something about that, Dr. Dotson?
I was just listening, but that is so true. Jesus, in other words, the provision, God has so set us up, in other words, in the sense that he knew the failure and sins of mankind. And, there's an utter need for, there are two plans of infinite, two extremes, man's sinfulness and God's holiness. But God already foreknew before the foundation of the world, you know, what man was going to do. And so, in other words, he made provision for us to be able to escape the snares and the condemnation of it, and gave us a plan of rescue through the provision he has made, you know, through his son. And so we have help. We're not hopeless. We have help.
Absolutely.
You know, he was the substitution for us, you know, made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And therefore, we're able to abide, you know, according to his word and walk this life out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I appreciate that about him. One of the fasts that people often talk about in a lot of churches is the Daniel fast. And this is information that you can also look up online, or you can go over to the Old Testament to read about Daniel's fast. But one of the characteristics, as Dr. Dawson mentioned, is that for Daniel, what he did was he didn't eat anything that did not come from a seed. So that means that there may not be any meat, or there might not be any bread or sweets or desserts, you know, as some of us say sweets, but, you know, but again, as Dr. Dawson has mentioned, you can seek God for how it is that he wants you to fast. You know, your fast might just be no bread, or no pasta, or you know, nothing white, no rice, grits, you know, like I said, pastas or any kind of bread, or, you know, things of that nature. And then, you know, for some other person, it's just no meat. You know, they may not eat any meat for 21 days, or, you know, whatever it is that God is saying. For some, it's nothing at all, you know, except water, for however many days God says. But you let him lead you and guide you. But, you know, the focus for today, was in us keeping our flesh under, so that the flesh is disciplined and the spirit man is in control, and the spirit man is the one that's leading and guiding us and giving us direction for whatever it is that we need. I don't care if it's something as simple as, you know, you're driving on the road and you just need to be able to hear God clearly as to which way to go. Or you may be having some transition in life, you know, whether it's a job, or whether it's a relationship, or, you know, whether it's different things going on with your children, or for young people, which college to go to, what school to attend, whatever it is that you need God to give you guidance for, he'll give it to you, and you'll be able to hear him more clearly oftentimes if you just, you know, lay aside everything else. Turn off the music and turn off the TV and get before the Lord in prayer and continue to feed yourself with the word of God, and just continue to stay surrounded by the right people, because your surroundings also, Dr. Dawson, has a lot to do with different things going on with you. Sometimes you have to get away from folks, you know, sometimes you have to get away from especially negative folks, and be around some people who are also praying with you or praying for you, and, you know, people who are really on your team, because somebody says that they're with you and they support you, it does not necessarily mean it's the type of support for what it is that you need, or what you need to be hearing, you know, from God right now. And so if that person is a disruption in your life, sometimes you have to separate yourself. You have to get away from them so that you can get down to being who it is that you're supposed to be in God. You know, it's up to us to seek God for, you know, what our callings are, you know, pay attention to our gifts and the things that we even enjoy doing, so that we can be who it is that God has called us to be. But in order to do that, we got to get rid of stuff. We got to get rid of junk. You know, we have to get rid of wrong motives and, you know, anything that's just ungodly. So, you know, definitely fasting is one of those ways to do it. I see that we do have a caller on the line. We have Kathy on the line.
Yes. This is Kathy from Ohio.
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Wonderful. Did you want to call in and give a comment on the show today?
Just a short comment. I appreciate the topic for today, as I've listened in and heard some very rewarding discussion.
Amen.
About fasting and how do we get rid of the weights that, you know, that are very prevalent in our lives today.
Mm-hmm.
And fasting, I'm glad you brought out the points that you did, because I think some people are just fascinated with the idea of fasting, just because it, you know, it's stated, it is in the Bible, but because sometimes they don't have the in-depth that you touched on today, they do it, broadcast it, and do it just for the idea of fasting. And
you are
fasting
absolutely right.
Is spiritual.
That's right.
It is a connection with God. It's a spiritual cleansing, spiritual checkup that we definitely need to be in tune with. Because, again, some people, you know, say it in a way that I'm trying to impress somebody. This is what I'm doing. I want to impress, you know, others that, oh, wow, I'm fasting, you know. And the point you brought out today just brings us to reality of what it really is and how healthy it is, how refreshing it can be in bringing us back in the place that God wants us to be as far as our healing and what our focus should be. It's just a wonderful thing to hear you bring out those points today, because I myself, I need to retune and refocus on that area as well, scripturally. And hearing what you brought out today was very good for me.
Wonderful. I'm glad you called. I think you just preached the whole sermon.
Oh, well, it's
like you said. I'm sorry, Kat, I didn't quite hear you.
I said, oh, well, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, no, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but it's been good, and I want to commend you guys again for giving us that word today.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling in. For our audience, as Kathy stated, fasting is definitely not something that people should take lightly. As she said, that, you know, sometimes, you know, we go out and we say, oh, yeah, we're fasting in order to get some attention or because it sounds good. But the entire objective is definitely, as she stated, to retune, to refresh. And it definitely can detox our bodies. It is a healthy thing spiritually and mentally, because, you know, one thing's for sure, if there is no food in your body, then, you know, it's Paul said that, you know, he keeps his flesh under, you know, on a regular basis. So that's definitely a way to keep your flesh under and keep that spirit man full. So, you know, while we are fasting, we definitely have to stay before the Lord and definitely, you know, continue to read up on several scriptures that talk about fasting. Dr. Dotson, did you want to make a comment regarding our caller today?
I totally agree with what she has said, in the sense that we do need to occasionally do a spiritual checkup of ourselves and make sure that we're taking this at heart, because we're doing it for a purpose, and we're not to do it to bring attention to ourselves, but we are doing it to be more meek-like, more like Christ, and that we don't want to draw attention to us, but we want to be drawn to Him more.
We really appreciate Kathy's comments. She put it all in a nutshell. and that makes it simple. It makes it really simple because the spiritual checkup is just like our natural checkup. You know, sometimes we need to go in and see what's going on with us. You know, I'm a little off track. I need to go and see what's going on. So we definitely appreciate your comment, Kathy, calling in for us on today.
You're welcome. And I encourage you guys to keep up the good work.
Amen.
Increasing discussion. Yes.
Amen. Definitely will do. Mm-hmm. If we have any other callers that want to call in, you still have some time. That's 888-627-6008. Now, our health corner for today is on sleep. Now, I know personally, I don't get a lot of it because of the hours that I work. But there are some things, according to the WebMD, that can occur from sleep loss. So, callers, this is definitely your opportunity to call in and share with us your opinion, whether it is on fasting and being your true and authentic self, how to keep flesh under, or if you want to call in to talk about some of your sleep tips and some things that you do in order to be able to rest well at night or just to get off to sleep. Because for some of us, we may fall asleep, but then we wake up. You know, others have a hard time winding down at night to get to sleep. So give us a call, 888-627-6008. Now, one of the things, according to WebMD, is that sleep deprivation can cause accidents. And we know this. We think about it often as far as truck drivers are concerned or people who drive for a living. But we don't really think about some of the other things, some other people that sleep deprivation refers to. What about airline pilots? You know, some of us are on planes on a regular basis. You know, myself, I don't necessarily get on the plane and think about it. I wonder if the pilot had enough sleep. Sleep deprivation also slows us down. It slows our reaction time. So if you're just a regular everyday person just driving, you know, back and forth from home to work or work back home, especially if it's at night, like with myself, you know, it slows down your reaction time when you're tired. So we definitely want to be careful when driving if we are sleep deprived. So whether that's, you know, taking a long trip or just driving, you know, anywhere. I remember on occasion I used to work at night and I have fallen asleep at the light, you know, just get off work and sit at the light and waiting for the light to change, you know, just that shorter time. So, you know, that's the time where I'm trying to turn up the air and turn up some music and get some other things done, let the window down or do something because, you know, it can definitely be a dangerous thing. Now, I'm not telling you all I practice it on a regular basis. I'm not getting enough sleep, but, you know, just so you know. So the other thing about sleep loss, it can play a critical role in our thinking and learning. So children, for instance, who come to school who have not had enough rest, I'm sure some of the teachers who are on the line can attest to, you know, what those children's behaviors are like. Not only are they grumpy, but they really can't focus. They really can't pay attention to some of the things that, you know, are going on in the classroom because they have not rested well. And it might not be because the parent has not put them to bed on time, but the child may be getting up on the cell phone or up watching TV or, you know, texting a friend or doing anything. You know, children nowadays may be on the internet, you know, at a time that they're supposed to be resting. So parents, you know, please pay close attention to your children getting the appropriate rest as needed, because it can affect them in several ways. You know, a lot of parents look at babies and say, oh, she's cranky, you know, she hasn't had enough sleep. But truly, it also affects their thinking and their ability to learn as needed. Sleep deprivation can also lead to serious health problems, such as heart disease, heart attack, heart failure, irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, and 90% of those with insomnia, according to studies, also have other illnesses. So if you know a person that has insomnia, they may also have some other illnesses going on, but a lot of those things have come from not sleeping appropriately. And I know very often what happens is that if we're not sleeping, we can turn around then and be up eating or up doing something else. And by the time we go to sleep, we may have eaten late and laid down with a whole bunch of food on our stomachs. But nonetheless, having the opportunity to just rest and get some good sleep is a blessing. You agree, Dr. Dotson?
I most definitely agree. We sometimes probably don't get the proper amount of sleep that we need, our body mm-hmm. needs. Mm-hmm. But if we keep going on and go too long, it will eventually shut down on you. And and then you'll know, or you'll find yourself ending up standing up sleep or something. So these sometimes crazy work hours and keep going. If you can find a minute to grab at least 4 hours a day, it's better than pushing yourself too hard, because you may fall asleep and behind the wheel, someone won't even know it. So,
right.
It's crucial.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, for some of our other listeners, you may want to know some of the other things that can occur from sleep loss. For some of you married folks, it kills sex drive. For some of you sisters, that might be the reason that you are depressed or anxious. A lack of sleep also ages your skin. It causes your body to release more stress hormones and less of the human growth hormone. And that breaks down the collagen in your skin, which keeps your skin smooth and elastic. Now, I don't know about you all, but I keep saying I want to look as good as long as I can. So I don't know. I may have to get off of here and get a nap, because I'm trying to work on me. the other thing about lack of sleep is it can make you forgetful. You know, some people say, well, I just don't have a good memory. I never remember things. But it may be because you're not resting properly. You know, those who are very studious very often don't get the sleep that they need. But if they go back and rest just a little bit and give their bodies the rest that they need, then, you know, maybe, you know, you can remember just a little bit more, you know, or you can, you know, ask God to bring it back to your remembrance. But if you're not resting, you know, you sit there boggled. So that's definitely not something that we want. The Bible says that God gave us power, love, and a sound mind. You know, so again, you know, one of the things that we want to do is give our body what it needs, you know, and God will give us guidance with that. Not just with fasting, but, you know, as I said, he gives us everything we need. So he'll also let you know when your body needs to rest. Now, a lack of sleep also causes you to gain weight. So for some, you know, who may be saying, I don't know why I just keep gaining weight, you know, and I don't even eat much, or I always do this, or I always do that, you know, being awake at a time that your body should be resting increases your hunger and your appetite. So I don't know if you knew that, but you might want to go ahead and get some sleep. If you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle, you know, I don't really like diets, but, you know, just for lack of a better word, for people who are dieting, you know, you can exercise all day, but if you're not resting when you need to, you know, it still doesn't give your body what it needs and you're still hungry, you know, and again, trying to figure out why. Lack of sleep increases the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Lack of sleep impairs judgment, especially about sleep. So have you ever noticed people who are really sleepy always say, I'm not sleepy, and you looking at them nodding? Or you can ask them, are you asleep? And they'll tell you, no. So one of the things that a lack of sleep does is impair your judgment, but especially about sleep or their need to sleep. They are prone to poor judgment. Their interpretation of events is totally different. And those who get more sleep do better on tests and are more mentally alert. So it's something that you guys might want to think about. Dr. Dyson, did you know all of that? Did you know all that stuff happens from the lack of sleep?
I did not. And I also did not realize that it increases. I don't know if you mentioned the risk of type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did obedience. Mention those. Uh-huh.
So
absolutely.
That is really, that's good information for a lot of us.
Yeah, I think
a lot of times people are thinking one thing is wrong with them and just maybe need to get rest and stop being
just
stressed.
Not resting. That's right. You have to rest properly. So listen, some of our tips to improve sleep are to maintain a consistent daily schedule. One thing for sure is if your schedule changes every day, you know, and I'm guilty. Mine is one of them. My job, you know, calls for that sometimes. But if you have a consistent daily schedule and your body starts to do the same thing about the same time. So if every day you get home at 5 and you're, you know, you go in and you're cooking dinner, you're eating by 6, you may sit down and watch TV to about 7:30 or 8 o'clock. You get up and take your bath. You know, if you're on a regular routine, about 9 o'clock, if you normally lay down and you do this on a consistent basis, then even if you're not at home at 9 o'clock, you're going to start yawning. You're going to start feeling yourself getting sleepy. So maintaining a consistent daily schedule is very helpful in improving sleep. The other thing to do is reduce your daily caffeine intake. So if you think about it, people who are trying to stay awake increase caffeine. So you need to reduce caffeine if you want to have consistent rest. Turn off all computers and TVs because those things can be distracting. And in some of our cases, and your cell phone, Lord knows I had to do that last night in order to rest properly, you know, because sometimes the phone just keeps going. People don't necessarily think about what time it is, you know, when they're contacting you, or they just assume that you're awake because, you know, you were awake last night, or maybe tonight, you know. So turn off those cell phones and TVs and computers and all those things that can distract you. Go to bed on a not a full stomach, not on an empty stomach, because both of those can be distracting also, but go to, you know, make sure that you've eaten properly earlier so that your food has had time to digest. Engage in regular exercise. Omit beverage consumption before bed because that causes you to have to get up and down, going back and forth to the bathroom. Keep your bedroom dark and quiet. Invest in a comfortable mattress and pillow and bedding. I have to say, when I travel, I very often miss my bed. For some of us, whether you need a lot of pillows or a lot less pillows, whatever it is that you need, make sure that your bedroom environment is peaceful and you're able to relax. If you need to, put up some darker curtains or darker blinds, make sure that you do that so that you can rest. I call my bedroom my queendom. Since I'm single, when I go into my queendom, I can go in and just relax. I can get on my bed, curl up, whatever I need is right there. But I don't allow a hostile environment, in my bedroom. Certain things just should not happen in the bedroom. And so since I want my bedroom to be a peaceful place, I make sure that, in my queendom, in my domain, that everything stops before it gets to my bedroom door, especially when my children were younger. So along with investing in your comfortable mattress and comfortable pillows and bedding, make sure that you go to sleep and wake up using your internal clock rather than always waking up with an alarm, because, that can make your nerves kind of jittery. Now, of course, if you need the alarm to get up and get to work, don't be late for work on Monday and say, well, Prophetess Campbell said. That's not what I mean, but I mean, learn to utilize your internal clock and give yourself enough time for the appropriate rest. Dr. Dotson, any last comments?
I have just enjoyed being on your program, and I just want to commend you for great work. This is a good work that you're doing, and
thank you.
I thank God for you, and for you also, opening the doors up for others to come and share with you on your program. So I just want to say God bless you for that. And I thank you for inviting me today. And one other last-minute comment I just want to say as relates to fasting to the audience, if you just make sure that when you come off your fast, don't come off eating fried chicken, turkey, just be careful. Don't go too heavy when you first start back to eating, especially when you've been on it for a few days. So just make sure that, that you come off lightly first, start eating light, then build it up, and don't throw your body off so suddenly.
Okay.
And God bless you, Prophetess Campbell. I appreciate you for inviting me.
Amen. Thank you for being on. To our listening audience, thank you for listening. Our next book is Reset by Bishop Joseph Warren Walker in 4 weeks. Our next show is in 2 weeks. That's on December 5th. Our guest speaker will be Terrence Kent. Our topic is going to be Let's Talk About a Godly Man. I'm sure some of you women will be interested in hearing about that one. So whether married, single, or divorced, this is good information. We're going to talk about a godly man on the next show. If you want to be in contact with us, you may write us at P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi. The zip is 39236. If you want to donate to Campbell Ministries, please go online and click the donate button on the BBS radio site. Thank you so much for joining. I pray God be with you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.